here's a story from The World.
Another extreme weather pattern this season has led to extreme flooding. In China, unusually heavy rains plus a typhoon have even triggered landslides on its southern coast. In Yemen, a similar story of really heavy rainfall causing the deaths of more than 100 people. Floods in the capital Sana'a also damaged historic buildings in a neighborhood that's 2,500 years old. The old city of Sana'a has thousands of residential towers made almost entirely of mud brick. The ancient neighborhood is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Anna Paolini is an architect and leads the UNESCO program that preserves Sana'a's buildings. From her base in Doha in Qatar, Paolini described these mud towers to me.
Well, they are very tall buildings. These houses are 5, 6, 7 stores high. Mm. And this beautiful decoration on the facade, done with this special lime that is called kadad, that decorates the window. So the lower stories, they are without window or with small window for ventilation, so people could not be seen. So the house maintained also a certain intimacy, I would say. Mm. And then the houses, and especially in the last floor where you have the public space where you receive your guests, and there has all these beautiful light windows, very well decorated with this white finishing from the outside. And originally they had also colored glass.
I mean, these are homes for Yemenis. I know some people had to leave because their homes were damaged. But what is life like in these buildings?
The house developed, as I said, in vertical. So you have the lower floor, storages, the kitchen and so on, and 2 or 3 rooms per floor where the family or the extended family lives in. So, of course, now they have more modern services, the toilets and so on are more modern than the old one. Mm. But still they live in the same way. Yes.
So if you have company over, they have to walk up 9 stories if you're on the top floor.
Absolutely. And not only that, but you are at 2,200 meter high. It's one of the highest capital in the world.
Wow.
So it is quite an effort, but the inhabitants are used to that.
I mean, I've been in mud brick structures before, some 2 stories high, but it's hard to imagine anything in mud brick taller than that. As an architect, what in your training prepared you to appreciate this construction?
These are the highest building in mud brick in the world. The fact that they are one adjacent to the others, of course, help with the height. But they are all individual houses with different plan and layout, built around a staircase, a stone staircase that goes from the lower floor to the upper floor, and the rooms opens around the staircase. So people move all the time from one floor to another. And some floors are dedicated, as I said, to the kitchen, some other to women. And as you move up, you know, there are more open space and the public space for the house and the community.
So who's repairing the buildings now? What's it going to maintain them going forward?
Well, we have started a large project, which is aiming at employing youth. We are now on the payroll 2,500 youth. We are aiming at reaching 4,000 youth, of which a good percentage of women as well, to provide restoration and maintenance, to maintain roofing and shelters, to make sure that this family do not get displaced and actually continue to live in the building where they have lived for many decades, if not century, as a family. And so maintaining their own family, but at the same time to learn from the master builder how to make maintenance and restore this building.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a really smart scheme. And I gather those young workers are getting paid in cash in a country where fighting as soldiers has been the only work recently.
Yep.
Anna Paolini, the director of the UNESCO office in Doha, thank you very much for telling us about the old city of Sana'a. We hope the towers can get rebuilt.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity.